Bleary-eyed professional tax preparers and do-it-yourselfers have just the rest of the day to sift through expenses, receipts, and financial statements. State and federal income tax returns are due at midnight. It looks like the mad rush of every April 15th, but there's some different thinking about taxes this year. The number of people who say their federal income taxes are too high is the lowest it's been since the 1960s. In the face of war, a weak economy, and a rising deficit, many Americans think this is not a good time for tax cuts. NPR's Chris Arnold reports on the latest poll by NPR, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government.
Cutting taxes is a mantra for many politicians. President Bush is proposing $725 billion in tax cuts, and in a speech earlier this year said he wants to accelerate those already pushed through Congress and being phased in over time.
By speeding up the income tax cuts, we will speed up economic recovery and the pace of job creation. If tax relief is good enough for Americans 3 years from now, it is good enough for Americans today.
But according to the latest NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll, most Americans, first of all, don't know what the president is talking about when he mentions such specifics. They haven't been following the issue that closely. Half didn't even know there'd been a recent federal tax cut. And many are unconvinced that tax cuts are what the country needs right now.
I do listen to talk radio at night. And a lot of people have voiced that same opinion that, you know, we can't have a tax cut right now because we can't afford it.
Mary Rancotti is waiting to get help with her tax return at an IRS office in Boston. She thinks President Bush means well, and she's not too happy about paying her taxes.
Well, I think they're too high, but I also don't think that we should have a cut right now because we are going to have to pay for the war, and we're going to have to pay for all the unemployment. The country is in bad shape right now.
Rancotti doesn't see a tax cut changing that.
I really don't think it will give people enough money back to help the economy. I mean, if you're going to get back $500, that's not going to help.
According to the poll, a majority of Americans think it's more important to keep down the federal deficit than to lower taxes. An overwhelming 80% think it's more important to maintain spending levels on popular domestic programs such as education, health care, and Social Security. 51% of Americans still say their taxes are too high, but that figure hasn't been that low in 40 years.
We have a very striking finding.
Bob Blendon is a professor at Harvard's Kennedy School who designed and conducted the poll with NPR and the Kaiser Family Foundation. He says both Democrats and Republicans have shown a major change in their thinking with regard to tax cuts. 5 years ago, 75% of Republicans thought their taxes were too high. Today, only 55% do.
This is really a surprising finding. We are at war, President's Commander-in-Chief. You would expect that Republicans would just go along with the president on this in terms of his sense that we are overtaxed and we have to go ahead with these tax cuts. And in fact, we see just a sharp drop-off among the president's strongest supporters.
Likewise, people weren't convinced that Democratic proposals for tax cuts would help the economy. Even Democrats were skeptical. For instance, only 38% of Democrats think a $300 tax rebate would stimulate the economy. One Republican proposal fared better. A little more than half of Americans think an across-the-board federal income tax cut would stimulate the economy. But other Republican ideas fell flat. People were overwhelmingly skeptical that the economy would be helped by eliminating taxes on dividends. Bob Blendon says this comes at a time when most politicians in Washington have been focusing on tax cuts as a principal means of stimulus.
Both parties, that's all they're focusing on. Tax cuts is the way out of our economic problems, and the country started to move away. Americans remain skeptical. They just don't think that's going to get the economy stalled as it is moving again. And it just looks like come 2004, they're going to want some new ideas that are focused on other ways to move the economy beyond tax cuts.
Blendon thinks, in part, people are worried about expanding the federal deficit. Past polls have shown that many Americans think a large deficit could hurt the economy, but he says while their understanding of deficits has improved over the past 15 years, Americans' knowledge of the tax system may not have. Tax specialist Lloyd Clemens is seeing that firsthand. Back at the IRS office in Boston, Clemens has been helping people file their income tax returns.
I'm always amazed at the level of misunderstanding in the taxpayer's mind. It's amazing.
And it's frustrating, too.
They don't even understand the distinction between federal and state. They come in thinking we're going to do the state return, and they get upset when we don't do the state return, and they think they're going to get back every penny that was withheld. They don't understand why they're not getting back every penny. It's just mind-boggling.
Clemens' experience here is reflected in the poll. While the majority of respondents said they felt the tax system was so flawed it needed to be completely overhauled, many showed that they knew very little about it. When asked who pays the biggest portion of their income in taxes, only 25% of people got the answer right, upper-income Americans. Most thought the middle class paid more. And as far as understanding specific proposals to do away with dividend taxes or estate taxes or to replace the whole system with, say, a flat rate tax, many Americans even admit they just don't know enough to have an opinion. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.
You can find the complete results of the latest NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll at npr.org. The poll was conducted from late February through mid-March, before the start of the war in Iraq. However, other polls taken since the start of the war have confirmed this survey's findings on the key issues. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.